Few of the silos which were a symbol of that crossover between agriculture and industry have survived here, although some are still in use for grain or cement. The Seneca Nation demolished a grain silo complex when building the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Not far away, architects Young and Wright are keeping the silos in the property they're developing at 50 Elk. The one-time malting plant is being converted into offices for the firm as it expands and moves out of nearby Larkinville. Sean Wright says the firm will spend nearly $2 million for rehab and conversion.
Our plan is to renovate the existing structure, clean it up, put windows back where windows were. Actually, I think we added a couple of other windows for purposes of using the space. And renovating about 20,000 square foot of space within the building, first floor, second floor, and a portion of the third floor of the what is referred to as the drying building.
Wright says the firm is talking to tenants for some of the space and is considering a few apartments on the third floor. He says the outside of the silos will be painted to cover decades of graffiti. What will remain is the Buffalo Malting Corp sign high on the structure and long visible from the Niagara section of the State Thruway. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.